Taxonomy of Educational Objectives. Taxonomy is a science of classification of things or ideas. The term taxonomy is derived from two Greek words, taxis, meaning arrangement, and nomos, N-O-M-O-S. The meaning of nomos is law. Thus, taxonomy is the law of systematic arrangement. Taxonomy is an educational, logical, and psychological classification system in which every term should be defined precisely. As you all know, any law of systematic arrangement involves hierarchies. So, taxonomy of educational objectives also have hierarchies. The purpose of taxonomy is to set a standard for classification, and terms used in the classification are defined precisely. According to Bloom's taxonomy, behavioral changes of individuals resulting from instruction can be classified into three domains. They are, first one, cognitive domain, second one, affective domain, and third one, psychomotor domain. Cognitive domain or knowing, first one. The term cognitive is used to include activities such as remembering and recalling knowledge, thinking, problem solving, and creating. The cognitive domain includes those objectives which deals with the recall or recognition of knowledge and the development of intellectual abilities and skills. Knowledge is considered as basic. Knowledge involves the recall of specifics, the recall of methods and processes, or the recall of a pattern, structure, or settings. The knowledge objectives emphasize most of the psychological process of remembering. An objective is the intended behavior of students, the ways in which individuals are to act, think, or feel as a result of participating in some unit of instruction. The formulations of educational objectives depends on mainly three factors. First one is previous experience of teacher. Second one, our understanding about the learner. And third one, nature of subject matter. We shall see the objectives under cognitive domain. The first one is knowledge. Knowledge involves the recall of specifics and universals, the recall of methods and processes, or the recall of a pattern, structure, or settings. First, we shall see what is knowledge of specifics. This involves recall of specific and bits of information. Knowledge of terminology. For example, calorie or joule. Knowledge of specific facts. This involves knowledge of dates, events, persons, places, etc. For example, the atomic number of sodium is 11 or hydrogen is 1. Next is knowledge of ways and means of dealing with specific. This involves the knowledge of the ways of organizing, studying, judging, and criticizing. The subcategories are knowledge of conventions. Example, the magnetic poles of a magnet are named as North Pole and South Pole. Knowledge of trends and sequences. Example, the sequence of evolution of the structure of atom since 1805, or periodic table. Evolution of periodic table. Next, knowledge of classification and categories. For example, burning of oil is classified as a chemical change. Knowledge of criteria. Example, the criteria for classifying an element as transition element. Knowledge of methodology. Example, the procedure of salt analysis. Next, we shall see the knowledge of the universals and abstractions in the field. This involves the knowledge of major schemes and patterns by which phenomena and ideas are organized. It includes knowledge of principles and generalizations. For example, if the volume of a given mass of gas is kept constant, the pressure will decrease by reducing the temperature. Next is knowledge of theories and structures. This involves knowledge of the body of principles and generalizations together with their interrelations, which present a clear, rounded and systematic view of complex phenomena or problem. For example, structure of atom. After knowledge comes comprehension. It represents, or the comprehension represents, the lowest level of understanding. Translation. In this objective, skill in translating mathematical verbal material into symbolic statements, such as pressure is inversely proportional to volume at constant temperature. You know how to translate it into a mathematical form, isn't it? Next is interpretation. The explanation or summarization of a communication. This involves ordering, rearrangement, or a new view of the material. For example, an explanation for why life of an electric bulb is 1000 hours. Next is extrapolation. This involves the extension or of trends or tendencies beyond the given data to determine the implications, consequences, effects, etc. Or it is a skill of predicting continuation of trends. All of you know the graphical representation of solubility of salt with temperature. The solubility at a temperature beyond the range can be inferred by extrapolating the graph. The third one is application. The first one is knowledge, then comes comprehension, the third one is application. Application involves the use of general ideas, rules of procedures, or generalized methods in particular and concrete situations. For example, what is the principle involved in the working of a fan regulator? After application comes analysis. Analysis is the breaking down of a communication phenomena or idea into its constituent parts or elements. For example, analysis of salt into acid and basic radical, those constitute the salt. Analysis involves analysis of the elements and analysis of relationship, then analysis of organizational principles. Analysis of elements. For example, analysis of a compound into its constituent elements. Next is analysis of relationships. For example, analysis of relationship between concentration of a reactant and the rate of reaction. Next, we shall see the analysis of organizational principles. Example, how will you classify organic compounds? After analysis comes synthesis. This involves putting together the elements and parts so as to form a whole. It involves production of unique communication, production of a plan or proposed set of operations, derivation of a set of abstract relations. Next is evaluation. This involves judgment about the value of materials and methods for given purposes, which means judgment in terms of internal evidence such as logical accuracy, consistency, and other internal criteria. Also, judgment in terms of external criteria such as major theories, generalizations, and facts about particular cultures. So, in the cognitive domain, we come across certain objectives. That is, first one is knowledge, then comes comprehension, then application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. Six objectives are there in cognitive domain. Okay. Next, we move on to affective domain, which was put forward by Krathwohl in 1964. The objectives of affective domain emphasize emotions or a degree of acceptance or rejection of information. The affective domain relates to the learner's emotional expression regarding what is acquired. It is a fact that instructional objectives in affective domain is very hard to achieve and manipulate. These objectives are rarely measured in the regular classroom testing environment. The affective domain will include attitude, appreciation, interest, emotional and social adjustments. we shall see the hierarchical order of objectives under affective domain. First one is receiving. The learner is sensitized to the existence of a particular stimulus. That is, he is willing to receive or attend to the stimulus. This is evidently the first and crucial step if the learner is to be properly oriented to learn what the teacher intends to teach. This category is further divided into three subcategories. That is, awareness, willingness to respond, controlled or selected attention. Next objective after receiving is responding. At this level, the learner goes beyond merely attending to the phenomena. He or she desires to become sufficiently involved in the committed to a subject, and he seeks to gain satisfaction from working or engaging in it. The subcategories of this objective are acquaintance in responding, willingness to respond, and satisfaction in response. Third one is valuing. An important element of behavior characterized by valuing is that it is not motivated by the desire to comply or obey, but by the individual's commitment to the underlying value guiding the behavior. The subcategories of this objective are acceptance of a value, performance of a value, and commitment. The fourth objective is organizing. The learner successively internalized values and encounters new situations which demand more than one value. Thus, necessity arises for the organization of values into a system, the determination of interrelationship among them, and the establishment of the dominant one. The system thus formed will gradually change, incorporating new values. This will involve conceptualization of value and organization of a value system. Next is characterizing. At this level of internalization, the learner will have a value hierarchy and an internally consistent system of values that control the behavior of the individual. The individuals act consistently in accordance with the values he internalized. The subcategories of this objective are generalized set and categorization. So, in the affective domain, we have seen the objectives as receiving, responding, valuing, organizing, and characterizing. Receiving is the lowermost category, and characterizing is the topmost, while arranged in the hierarchical order. Next is the psychomotor domain or doing. It is put forward by Dawe and Simpson in 1970. The five objectives for psychomotor domain are imitation, manipulation, precision, articulation, and naturalization. So to conclude, we can say that behavioral changes of individuals resulting from instruction can be classified into three domains. They are, first one is cognitive domain, second one is affective domain, and third one is psychomotor domain. The cognitive domain or knowledge domain was put forward by Bloom in 1956, and it includes the objectives knowledge, comprehension, application, analysis, synthesis, and evaluation. Then comes the affective domain, which was put forward by Krethwohl in 1964. The domains are receiving, responding, valuing, organizing, and characterizing. Then comes the psychomotor domain, or which involves doing. Dawe and Simpson put forward psychomotor domain in 1970. And the objectives are imitation, manipulation, precision, articulation, and naturalization. Thank you.